How can we listen to Jupiter? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science. And this is Scratching the Surface. From spinning stars to ominous black holes, these far-off celestial objects give off radio emissions for us to listen to. But what about our own solar system backyard? Turns out, Jupiter produces some very noisy storms. Discovered since 1955, we didn't know what these noises were or where they were originating from. It wasn't until 7 years later that we figured out it was Jupiter. Jupiter has large, swooping magnetic fields and waves of radiated plasma. These are the culprits of the noises. We get these signals using large radio telescopes around the world. These signals can be so noisy that it would sometimes be louder than the sun's radio signals. So how powerful are these plasma-induced radio signals? It's very similar to a DC electrical circuit. For comparison here, an incandescent light bulb is typically 40 to 60 watts of power. Jupiter has the largest electrical current at nearly 2 trillion watts. That's so powerful, we have a hard time listening to the rest of the universe. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is a production of KUAF Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas.